Upper Klamath Basin Agreement has been completed by a team of local, state, federal, and tribal negotiators. The agreement is currently being promoted to tribal members and to local farm and ranch families in the hope that they will sign on to the settlement provisions. The nearly 100-page agreement has seven objectives. First, it requires all who sign the agreement to support the execution and the funding for both the Klamath Basin Restoration Agreement and the Klamath Hydroelectric Settlement Agreement. Both of those agreements require the destruction of the four mainstream hydroelectric dams on the Klamath River. Further, the new agreement appears to infringe on the constitutional right to free speech by prohibiting those who sign the document from speaking or writing in opposition to any provision of any of the agreements. Second, it requires the permanent protection of the in-stream flows that were granted to the tribes by the Oregon Department of Water Resources in its final order of determination of the Klamath River adjudication. The protected in-stream flows in most years represent virtually all of the surface water tributary to Upper Klamath Lake. The protection described in the agreement will require the permanent transfer of 30,000 acre-feet of irrigation water to in-stream flow protected all the way to Upper Klamath Lake. This transfer will require the permanent dewatering of at least 18,000 acres of irrigated pasture and farmland. Third, it requires that all claims and contests filed in opposition to the final order of determination in the Klamath County Circuit Court be dropped or resolved in favor of the tribes. The irrigators must agree to forego their day in court and consent to the tribal claim to all of the surface water in the Upper Klamath Basin. Fourth, the farmers and ranchers who own at least 80% of the land adjacent to streams tributary to Upper Klamath Lake must agree to a plan to restore aquatic ecosystems. This plan will require landowners to give up the management of quarters of their riparian lands from 50 to 130 feet wide on both sides of the rivers. The corridors will be similar to conservation easements, where the title to the land is restricted and the management is controlled by a third party. In this agreement, the third party is the tribes. Fifth, the agreement provides for tribal access and opportunities to harvest fish at four new riverside locations. The sites will be located on the Wood, Williamson, Sycan, and Sprague Rivers. The access points will be purchased by the taxpayers of Oregon and developed for the use of the tribes by Oregon Department of Parks and Recreation. Sixth, the agreement requires the United States to purchase the 90,000-acre Mazama Forest for the tribes. Further, it requires the United States government to give the tribes $45 million for economic development. The agreement specifically provides that the money can be used to purchase more land. It even dedicates funding to educate between 10 and 20 new tribal land managers. In total, when combined with the provisions of the KBRA, the tribes would receive $147.3 million in direct funding for the purchase of land, ecosystem habitat enhancement, water quality improvement, and economic development. The seventh provision allows the farmers and ranchers to continue to use some of the surface and groundwater that many of them have been using for generations. However, their ability to use that water to grow food and fiber will be contingent on how well they continue to meet the previous six provisions of the agreement. The tribes are given the responsibility to determine how well those provisions are being met by the landowners. One might ask why a landowner would willingly sign such an agreement. Many of the farmers and ranchers spend a great deal of money to pay attorneys to represent their issues in the adjudication. In response to their efforts, the Department of Water Resources gave virtually all of the surface water to the tribes in their March 2013 final order of determination. Last fall, the Department made public their intent to regulate or shut down as many as 260 upper basin irrigation wells. They said that they had determined through a regional groundwater study that the use of the wells for irrigation would interfere with the newly determined tribal in-stream water rights. It has been made clear that the best way to avoid losing the groundwater rights would be to sign on to the agreement. The outcome is yet to be determined.